all of that. Three games in total. We've had four games so far, of course. And with me in the studio to go through those matches tonight and get stuck into them once again, Robbie Fowler and Sunil Chhetri. I'm looking forward to tonight's matches, but I think we should first of all, Sunil, reflect back on yesterday evening because it was eventful, wasn't it?
It was. Two gents over here were really hurt after the last game.
Which two are you referring to?
Not me.
Who so, in the studio are you referring to?
So now if you want to go back and look at it again, let's go. Let's do it.
It's painful. It is painful to go back and watch. It does feel like a defeat, even after sleeping on it last night.
It was. And to be honest, I went back to the hotel last night and watched a little bit again. And you know, for all England huffed and puffed, you know, they were probably dominant, but they never really had that many clear-cut chances. I know they had a few, but, I mean, the game should have probably been out of sight, but probably typical of England where, you know, they never see teams off. And, look, you know, you get a chance in the last minute and, you're spot on. It is like a defeat. It felt really like a defeat.
Yeah. You had spent some time with Eric Dier, didn't you?
Why I said he's going to score from a free kick was because he used to train so hard after training. And I remember, you know, because I also like to take free kicks. So even post-training, you know, me and him used to go and we used to train a lot. And he was genuinely good.
You called it.
I did.
Called it.
And I said a set piece and I did.
The goalkeepers yesterday, we saw two or three occasions, didn't we, where they anticipated, Robbie. They moved before they should have moved.
Yeah. I can understand what the keepers are doing now because the players are so good now. Obviously, with the walls, you know, at 10 yards. You know, years ago, it used to be 10 yards.
But then it started as 10 yards.
Yeah, but then they moved to six. So it was always that little bit tougher to get the ball up and down. But now, obviously, the players are so talented. He can make the ball move. Maybe the keeper in the Wales game, Gareth Bale, should have done a lot better. It was a bit further out. He didn't really move that much the ball, but he took two strides to his left and then leaves a big space on his right. The keeper, obviously, for the Eric Dier goal, I'm not sure whether he could have done a lot more. I know it was a fraction to his left, but I think just the pace and the power was the one that beat him for that one.
In terms of the team selection, some people, unbelievably really, when you think about it, saying, you know, before this game got underway, before this tournament got underway, should Rooney start? And he was then taken off towards the end of that match. Would you have taken off? Were you surprised that he was taken off?
I don't think that was because of the way he was playing. I think it was just legs. I think we're just trying to bring fresh legs. I don't think Rooney had a bad game.
So in a situation like that, where you're only one goal to the good, Sunil, was it wise for Roy Hodgson to take him off? He's an experienced player. He's your captain. He can still provide something right up to the end.
Yeah, but they didn't need a goal. They were just, you know, they were 1-0 comfortable. They're not talking about a match where Russia was, you know, bombarding attacks after attacks, where you need to take out Rooney and bring somebody who has more legs and could defend more. They had all the ball position. It was all relaxed. You could see they were playing from the back. Mm. There was no panic. It was just sudden.
I know it's hindsight, but was it the right call?
No, in hindsight, it's not, because obviously we never got the 3 points. And look, it's easy to sort of criticise afterwards. I think up till then, England were looking good. Yeah. You know, maybe Rooney was a little bit tired. And Roy Hodgson's come out and said that, you know, it was because, you know, he was looking tired. But he probably could have changed anyone in the midfield at that point. Mm-hmm. You know, he's your captain. He should be out there for me, you know, leading from the front. I think that's typical England, where we've probably got the second youngest squad within the tournament. So we're lacking straight away in experience. We're lacking experience. You know, a few inexperienced players. Yeah. And look, you know, if you think of obviously the Copa America teams or some of the top European sides, they know how to see games out. If they're winning 1-0, you know, you fancy it to be 1-0.
They could shut it down.
But with England, you're never really that, you know, 100% sure that they will finish the game on that score.
But we're talking about this. Imagine if England would have won. It would have been like, you know what? Great win. Great change for Rooney. Now they have saved him for the next game. It's just because England drew at the last time, we can say, you know what, Rooney should have been there, his experience.
That's football though, isn't it? You know, it's, you know, you take the good with the bad. It's,
yeah.
I think if we win the game, then everyone said, oh, it's a masterstroke by Roy, you know, playing Raheem Sterling, playing Lallana. But, you know, football's 90 minutes or 90 plus minutes now. So, you know, if it didn't work, it didn't work.
You were disappointed by Raheem Sterling, weren't you?
I was. I think first half, yes. I think he was not a bad player. He played, you know, reasonably well. Mm-hmm. But the more the game went on, he was probably the one who I would have changed. You know, his legs had gone more than anyone. And look, I'm not knocking the lad. You know, mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that. But, you know, he's had an uneventful season for Manchester City. He's not played that many games. So maybe his fitness is not what it should be.
But so if his fitness is not there, then why start him?
I don't know. You know, that's the manager's choice, the manager's prerogative. Look, and he put his team out what he felt would win the game. Now, I thought his team selection was wrong. You know, I wouldn't have gone with that team because I felt he played Sterling and he played Lallana just to shut shop because everyone's gone about a 4-3-3. It wasn't. It was a 4-5-1 because you know Lallana and Sterling are certainly going to come back and you know, make two lines of a four and a five. You know, Harry Kane up front. At times, he was a little bit isolated.
Yeah, there's a huge debate, isn't there, Sunil, about Harry Kane in particular. Not about his goal-scoring prowess, but the fact that Roy Hodgson had him on corner taken.
That was strange. You know, we're talking about this. That was strange. You know, he scores goals. He scored so many goals for Tottenham. He's opportunist.
And he's a big guy.
He's 6 foot plus, probably. And he's opportunist. Even if you don't fancy him for a direct header, he's going to be there and he can smell goal. You know, the ricochets, the rebounds. You need a strike over there. Mm-hmm. So that was a little bit strange.